I'm Sandy Grevis. I just bought a cheap X34 Landspeeder from some kid.
I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I am strong with the Force.
I'm Mia Harkness, and I'm excited because I can reach the console buttons.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I'll force pan you if you touch that again.
You don't need to hear our banter. We can go about our business. We should read the headlines. Galactic Gala goes gaga. Commander Chix's fashion faux pas sparks new trend.
A massive horn and some undercrackers as Hutton continues its Blue Peter, Here's One I Made Earlier campaign.
Too Hot, Too Messy, Week 39 update.
The Chaotic Consequences of Flushing Your Mug, a report.
Hackswing update from Atrus 5060.
And the BGS news.
It appears that even the most stylish among us can make a fashion faux pas, as demonstrated by one of our very own, Commander Chix, at the recent presidential campaign fundraiser held by independent candidate Zachary Rackham. The event was held in the luxurious and exclusive setting of the Galactic Palace on the pristine world of Niarm, and brought together some of the galaxy's wealthiest and most influential individuals. The evening was full of glitz and glamour, with attendees donning their finest and most daring outfits, and Commander Chix was tasked with covering the event for Hutton Orbital. Business magnate and guest of honour Zachary Rackham himself arrived in a metallic silver suit complete with a large flamboyant bow tie that left many wondering if he had borrowed it from a circus clown. Meanwhile, celebrity guests like Ice Caster, Sura Akayan and media mogul Elias Metaxas opted for more understated looks, but still managed to raise eyebrows with their unconventional fashion choices. But perhaps the most memorable fashion moment of the evening was when Anya Blackriver, Rackham's campaign manager and PR consultant, arrived wearing a giant glittering diamond on her head. The accessory was so large that it obscured most of her face, leaving many to wonder if she had accidentally stumbled into a jewellery store and become stuck. However, it was Commander Chix who stole the show with his unique take on the Met Gala theme of "In space, no one can hear you scream." The commander's outfit was not quite what the audience had expected, as rather than his usual refined and elegant style, he showed up wearing a neon pink jumpsuit, adorned with glitter and sequins and matching knee-high boots, and a feather boa. To top it off, he was wearing a bright green top hat adorned with plastic fruit. The outfit, while undoubtedly eye-catching, left many of the attendees scratching their heads in confusion. Despite the backlash, Commander Chix remained unapologetic and doubled down on his outfit choice in subsequent interviews. He stated that he was simply trying to push the boundaries of fashion and bring some fun and excitement to the event, in the form of limericks about the other attendees. While many were taken aback by the Chix outfit, it seems that he may have sparked a new trend among the more daring fashionistas of the galaxy, where we have seen large surges in the sales of neon jumpsuits and fruit-adorned headwear in the days following the event, which suggests that Commander Chix may have been onto something after all. His highlight from the main stage was the roasting of the host towards the end of the night, with the rather pointy, "There was a politician named Rackham, who into his parties did pack 'em. His guests got so drunk, their inhibitions all sunk, and now blackmails why they've chosen to back him." It's safe to say that Commander Chix knows how to make statements with his fashion choices. Although it may not have been to everyone's taste, the neon pink jumpsuit and fruit-adorned hat certainly got people talking. It's claimed that the banana was for scale, and the melon on his shoulder was an avant-garde attempt to look like Zephyr Beeblebrox. Adding to the controversy, the fact that Hutton Orbital, a fiercely independent cooperative of systems, attended the gala in support of Rackham's candidacy, raised eyebrows amongst some political circles. President Hudson of the Federation is rumoured to be taking it as an affront that they would support such a gregarious and eccentric character as Rackham over him. That, and the pink neon jumpsuit he was planning to wear at his own fundraiser was sagging in all the wrong places, making him look like an accident in a blancmange factory. In attendance at the gala was Hutton Orbital's very own faction leader, the fluffy Alvin Deefer, and his aide-de-camp, Snoz. Alvin's presence added a touch of fluffy charm and whimsy to the already colourful event, though the addition of a Hudson-shaped squeaky chew did not go unnoticed. It remains to be seen what impact the gala will have on the presidential race, but one thing is for sure. Commander Chix's fashion sense will be the talk of the galaxy for quite some time to come.
In a recent attempt by the Hutton Orbital News Technical Division to upgrade the technical field... In a recent attempt by the Hutton Orbital News Technical Division to upgrade the shutdown field neutraliser, they have resorted to using a massive horn, a standard shutdown neutraliser, and some carbon fibre caustic cloudproof underpants. This follows their failed attempt to upgrade the Mug catapult using a makeshift trebuchet and a catapult designed for small rodents. The team responsible for this latest invention includes Dr. I See Clearly, innovation consultant, Professor W.R. Ong, over-optimistic nerd guru, and engineer I.M. Awkward, that's inept mechanic. According to Dr. Clearly, the Thargoid maelstroms pose a significant threat to the Hutton Mug Deliveries HMD fleet, and the neutralizer's upgrade is necessary to ensure that they can safely navigate through these dangerous regions. However, some have questioned whether the official shutdown neutralizer is sufficient for this task. The Hutton Orbital Truckers Mug Every Single Station Hot Mess team believes that the official shutdown neutralizer is not up to the task and has called for the development of a custom solution. The massive horn, as mentioned in previous week's news, some of the techs had lying around from a recent sport event, they noticed the horn produced a high-pitched noise that could disrupt the Thargoid shutdown fields, which gave them the idea to integrate it into the neutralizer. But just as that was beginning, they also added a pair of carbon fiber caustic cloudproof underpants to the mix. These underpants, made from the finest materials and crafted with the utmost precision, are designed to protect our commanders from the corrosive Thargoid maelstroms that have been wreaking havoc on our supply lines. Now, you might be wondering why anyone in their right mind would want to venture into the heart of a Thargoid invasion. But the answer is simple: Hutton Mug deliveries. We know that our pilots are willing to go to great lengths to get their hands on a steaming and rather tepid mug of Centauri Mega Gin, and we're not about to let a few alien invaders stand in the way. Of course, some commanders might argue that we should stick with the official shutdown neutralizer instead of inventing our own contraptions. But let's be real here, where's the fun in that? We're Hutton Orbital and we do things our way. Plus, who knows what kind of crazy upgrades we might come up with in the future. In any case, other commanders are taking a more conventional route and following Flossie's lead by participating in the community goal. We applaud their efforts, but we also believe that innovation is the key to success in these trying times. So, if you see a Hutton delivery commander out in the middle of a Thargoid maelstrom, don't be alarmed. They're just testing out our latest invention, and who knows? Maybe one day those carbon fibre caustic cloudproof underpants will become a fashion statement in their own right. Keep an eye out for the latest Hutton fashion trends. Meanwhile, Flossie's update on the community goals will be coming later in the show. The other commanders have chosen to follow our advice and they're preparing to take part in CG. Will you be one of them? Stay tuned for more information. As for next week's headline, well, we're looking at pulling off Hutton's huge horn had a handy habit of hindering Hostile's handiwork.
After 39 weeks, or 9 months, Too Hot, Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to gather a Hutton Mug and Centauri Megagen to all the stations of the galaxy has reached 71,000 deliveries. Again, last week was marginally up from the lows of previous weeks, leaving the four-week average a smidge above 1,000 deliveries a week. No new commanders have joined the effort this week, leaving 286 commanders signed up, representing 94 squadrons. Hutton still has the largest contingent, and now with 90 commanders who have delivered over 36,000 mugs, just more than half the total. So thanks to all the other squadrons taking part and delivering the other half. The Buckyball Racing Club are still in second place with over 4,300. The Winged Hussars are in third with over 3,000. The Paladins are in fourth with 1,800. The Burr Pits are 300 behind them in fifth. The Sotira Accord have jumped up to sixth. The Anti-Xeno Initiative are seventh. And the Undead are eighth, but only 60-odd mugs separate those three squadrons. We'll see which is the next squadron to join the 1,000 Club next week. So, come on, Commander Border Reviver. You know you can do it. Commander Chicks is still leading the deliveries table with over 9,300 mugs delivered. Some say he's back in the Metrolo Piss with 21 at the Science Museum. Waller 81 is second with over 8,400 deliveries, ahead of Nembin third with over 5,300, and Shay Blackwood is in fourth place with almost 4,200, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth on 2,500. Commander Border Reviver has leapt into 11th place as the 13th member of the 1,000 Club. Of course, we know all of this because it's tracked live in the Too Hot, Too Messy event page in the Hutton Helper. In addition to trying to impress the station barman with your mugging prowess, there is a chance to win a real-world, handle-at-a-jaunty-angle, dishwasher-unsafe Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the weekly Thursday-to-Thursday period will be entered into next week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Unless, of course, you already have one. 37 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commander's table. Last week's winner was Noddy Clone. So keep listening for this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. If you had delivered 10 mugs and gin in every week since the start, 9 months ago, you'd have racked up at least 390 deliveries, and only 32, or just 1 in 9, signed up commanders have managed this. If you haven't, why not give it a try and share the burden? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download. And then you can sign up and your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Intarius Fusion's non-GMO grass-fed replicant hamsters, which come with a limited lifespan, but real lab-grown fur.
Our very own apology officer has released the official report into the last infrastructure failure at the orbital.
Did I?
Yes, I've got it here, signed and everything.
I thought that was a delivery note for my platform crocs.
What a flat platform croc.
Oh, they are seriously handy when you walk into Cubicle 3, I can tell you that for nothing.
Anyway, the investigation turned up the full course of the last failure. It had been a quiet day at Hutton Orbital when an unexpected visitor made their way to the station's restroom.
Oh, this sounds like a bedtime story.
More of a horror tale told around campfires, to be honest.
Oh, I'll get my cocoa.
Little did they know, their actions would set off a chain of events that would leave the entire station in chaos.
Yeah, situation normal then.
According to eyewitness reports, security logs, analysis of the station aardvark and reading of an enormous Word of the Week book, the visitor was none other than a rotten federal agent who had been sent to investigate rumours of anti-Hudson activities at Hutton Orbital. They had managed to sneak into the station undetected and were in desperate need of a place to dispose of their stolen loot, a precious Hutton mug. Unbeknownst to the agent, Hutton mugs are not only rare and valuable, but they also have a unique property. They heat up when exposed to frameshift energies from passing ships. And as fate would have it, just as the agent attempted to flush the mug down Cubicle 3's toilet, a nearby wing of ships jumped into Serpico's. The resulting energy surge caused the mug to heat up rapidly. As soon as the mug made contact with the water, the contents instantly boiled, turned to steam and expanded, causing the toilet to overflow with scorching hot liquid. As the toilet continued to overflow, the inept federal agent panicked and tried to shut off the water supply, accidentally activating the sprinkler system before finding the correct valve. But the plumbing system had other ideas, and the valves wouldn't budge. Meanwhile, the scalding hot liquid began to seep out of the cubicle and into the corridors of the station. In a matter of moments, Cubicle 3, the entire corridor and the entire section of the station was flooded with boiling water, coffee and other unmentionable substances. The resulting chaos quickly spread throughout the station, with alarms blaring and personnel scrambling to contain the damage. Before long, the entire station was in chaos. Commanders were slipping and sliding in the hot liquid, trying desperately to avoid the spreading mess. The Centauri Megagin distillery had to shut down production due to the contamination, and the Hutton Orbital Mug production facility was forced to temporarily close its doors. It took a team of engineers several hours to get the plumbing under control and clean up the mess. But even now, months later, the incident is still the talk of the station. Some commanders say they can still feel the heat emanating from Cubicle 3, and there are rumours that the affected corridor has been renamed the Hot Mess in honour of the incident. Despite the best efforts of the station's crew, the damage was extensive. It took days of repairs and a significant amount of credits to restore the section to its former glory, or rather grubby glory, but the incident left a lasting impression on the station's inhabitants, who now know better than to mess with Hutton mugs, especially if in the station's restrooms. As for the federal agents, they were caught red-handed and promptly arrested for their crimes. The Hutton mug, meanwhile, was retrieved from the wreckage and returned to its rightful place in the Mug Hall of Fame, where it remains to this day as a cautionary tale to all who dare to cross the line. Where did you get that mug of cocoa?
It was in a little box in the Hall of Fame. Why?
The one marked biohazard.
Yeah, but that's just to stop people stealing it.
And it's warm.
And surprisingly nutty.
Mimic!
Good evening, trackers! ISIS 5060 reporting in with the latest updates on the Thargoid War. More victories for humanity as we continue to hold back the Thargoids and the way into the core of Belsum's now a reality! Last week, Hackswing alongside the MOD, or is it MOD, Alliance, successfully defended the Ari-80s Sector DQ-Y-C-18 HIP 20257-20527-63 Eridani and Xenokidi. With these victories came the news that the new pulse wave neutralizer that can overcome the shutdown field and repulsion field in the maelstroms was successfully tested, and a new initiative was launched to help establish the manufacturing facilities for it. Hackswing, your orders for this week will be to help in this effort by shuttling cobalt, ion distributors and power converters to Clement Orbital and the YZ SETI system. Let's get tracking, trackers, for the mug!
A quieter week still, but there is trouble brewing. We have another war pending in you-know-where with you-know-who. Five systems find themselves on the naughty step this week. More on those news stories coming up. It was pretty much a race to the bottom this week, one won by the smallest of margins by 36 Opiuchi, Alvin's newest lay thing, not so much a hostile challenge for control, but just a system dust-up, as four of the native factions are engaged in a pair of civil wars, locking up matters for the foreseeable. Almost the law system on the pile, pipped to it, and hence no cigar is staying 2051, also on 32%. Suffering both a pirate attack and a war, locking up 40% of the system's influence, it is going to into next week before we can boost Hutton's fortunes. Hillpass High continues its doldrum dwelling, sitting lost of a pile system of on 35%. Second on 35 is Avik, where once again the Galactic Quiff himself is once again trying to conquer poor little Avik. You know the drill, you've done it endlessly. Joining them on 35 is You Know Where, last of the five delinquents, which is apparently elated, drunk on investment and civil liberty, where folks are giving it the whole 8.2296 metres. Whatever that is. A lot, I think. In Minchcut, it was a close shave for second place. No, it wasn't, but never let the truth get in the way of a smutty gag. Monty P has been weaving some skullduggery, and we're now challenging the controlling faction in an election for control of the system. Alvin is very happy at the prospects and is willfully succumbing to belly rubs, by which I mean demanding them. So, Feet, get over there and stuff some ballot boxes and jerry some manders. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have four systems on or above 60%. Priorities this week are, if you want to chuck something, win the election in Minchcut. If you want to shoot something, win the war in Avik against Sirius and kill some pirates in Alpha Centauri and Stein 2051.